go. Okay.
Excellent.
This is my interview, Rocket Knight, with Elevators. Not the Elevators.
Correct.
Elevators.
Very correct.
Okay. How did you all get together?
Well, most of us are family. Ryan and I, Ryan sings, plays guitar, I play drums. We've been playing since we were children together pretty much. And then Nikki and I got married about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And she sings and plays guitar. And so most of it's a family deal. So
we and then you adopted him.
We adopted Andy on bass this past year.
They needed a bassist and I stepped up, took the hit. So.
That's right.
And how did you two meet?
We met from prior bands.
Yeah, we were in bands like a long time ago, in 2003.
We're from the Chicago area, so we had played in bands and toured around up north for quite some time, and then we met through that.
Yeah.
So you all came. You all came from Chicago, or
we all came from Midwest.
Midwest,
yeah. They did. I was from Minnesota, but I grew up in Orlando. So
Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right.
Minnesota.
That's right. So, but I lived here way before they moved here.
That's
but,
true.
But
yeah.
We're all from
true.
There originally.
That's right.
So.
So was there any other reason why you came to Florida?
His big brother was in Florida.
Yeah, Ryan's been down here for 10 plus years, but through our prior bands, we'd played down here a lot, and we liked the city
a lot.
So we were looking to relocate, and Orlando was at the top of the list, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, as far as new music, who's doing the writing?
We actually all do the writing together.
Pretty equal across the board.
I think our first few songs, it was probably just a couple of us working on the writing. And then when we started playing out, we started looking at friends who play bass to play out with us live. And then when Andy officially became part of the band, we are all writing together lyrics, guitar, melodies, everything. So.
And have you all got anything on record yet? Or
pressed?
Yeah, we released our first CD this past September. It's called Live to Find Out.
Wow.
So, yeah,
good.
It's been an exciting year for us.
So, on your socials, you're on Facebook, obviously, but are you on Reverb Nation and the other?
Yeah, Reverb Nation, Instagram, we've got Twitter, kind of the typical social accounts across the board.
Yeah.
And what's coming up in 2015 for all of you?
We will live to find out.
So, no specific plans or.
Okay.
No specific plan. I play out as much as we can. This past year, we played Florida Music Festival here in Orlando, so we're hoping to play that again.
What festival was that?
Florida Music Festival. It's a big
festival
downtown here. So we were fortunate enough to get voted in over social media last year, and then with the release of our CD this year, hoping.
So that's how they jury you in, is they.
It's one of the methods. At the time, we didn't have our album done yet, and so we had just done one single, and we did a blast across social media to try to get votes here locally. And so they looked at that as, consideration.
Yeah, it was before submissions had started. So we were one of the first, I think, two bands to get voted in to play FMF.
Cool.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Now, are you all just primarily doing Florida, touring around, or have you branched out to other places yet, or any plans?
With Elevators, we've just done Central Florida. Yeah. We want to branch out to the greater Florida area. I guess that'd probably be a goal for next year.
Yeah, so we can put that on for 2015.
Yes. There we go.
Back burner.
We're going to take over Florida.
That's right.
And how do you all get around? I always ask this question. Do you have cars, vans?
Here's one of them.
This is it, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's an SUV.
That's right.
So it's a family kind of thing. You all can get in the van and travel and not fight or anything?
Absolutely.
That's right. Because at the end of the day, most of us are family and even the adopted family.
That's right.
And do you have a mascot?
No, maybe that's what's in store for 15.
I've never thought about that.
Right now, it's just been the letter E.
Yeah.
And who has been major influences to your music?
As far as other musicians,
mm-hmm.
other bands, I would say Foo Fighters, Jimmy World.
Yeah.
Maybe Blink.
Yeah, we found Harry.
Andy listens to everything.
And for Andy West, Bob Dylan,
just about everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Beatles, Dylan,
go back as far as you want to go.
Are you the oldest?
Yeah, but not by much. Ryan and I are about the same age.
Okay. Yeah, but I listen to everything.
Yep.
From classical.
There's not a lot of limits with what I'll listen to. So.
Yeah, I just got my first ukulele.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Not, so, learning how to do the chord changes, that's a little challenging.
Yeah, it is. Very cool.
Yeah.
And is there anything else you wanted to talk about or say?
I mean, we'd love for anybody to check us out online and give our album a listen. Spotify.
Okay,
we're on Spotify.
Yeah,
if you want to check it out on there.
Google Play.
Oh, you're
Amazon
on Spotify.
Music,
that's
and
great.
iTunes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
On my phone.
That's right. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, if you want to purchase, it's on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great. Well, this will be on Rocket Knight We're an online magazine. You can look up Rocket Knight and find us.
Yeah, we'll excellent.
We're on Facebook, and we're also tweeting at Rocket Knight.
Is it Knight like K-N-I-G-H-T or N-I?
N-I-G-H-T.
Oh, at Knight. Yep. Okay.
Rocket
okay.
Knight. Awesome. And that's the logo you'll see on the Facebook okay. and on Twitter.
Awesome.
You know. So we're hoping to expand and do a lot of new things. We're